If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All right. Hello, hello. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, coach. Another
Man,
day. I'm excited.
bizarre to say like another day, another dollar. Let's say like another day, another trillion.
Another day, another trillion. Yes, sir.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about here. So it's so important. So what I want us to talk about today is something so important, and I already announced it on my social media earlier today. So this time I'm recording my podcast live, and then people can join on Facebook as well. But the most important part is, like, first of all, people don't really know who you are when it comes to what you know about fighting, you know. So I want you to explain to people how many degrees, that's how you guys say, how many degrees that you have, and what type of martial arts that you're practicing.
Yes,
You
sir.
know. So go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, coach, for having me on. It's a pleasure, it's an honor. And pretty much my martial art journey started as a kid. I was always involved in martial arts, whether after school or different programs within your local gyms or within community centers. And just
Okay.
over time, it was something that really stuck with me. I loved doing it. I played other sports and things, but I was more drawn to the martial arts, like the discipline, the focus that it took, and everything that came along with it, right? The good and the not so good days. But
Okay.
the so I started off with a different style. I pretty much have been involved with karate,
Okay.
right? And I started off with what you call Shotokan, and currently over the past years it's been Okinawan Goju-ryu Karate, which
Okay.
originated in Okinawa, which is a small island off the coast of Japan, and
Yes.
having roots within Japan as well as China as well. So all of those kind of came together along with the native fighting styles of Okinawa. So that kind of came together and created Okinawan Goju-ryu. So with this, as I said, throughout the years, through the trainings, the sparring sessions, the blood, sweat, and tears that came along with those classes and the learning lessons within them, I've learned how to relate those experiences with the experiences that many other combat activities have, such as boxing. So with that, I can relate to the focus that it takes, the commitment that it takes, the dedication to self-development and getting better, and one to even for the men to get in the ring, right? And all that are involved with it is another thing in itself. So, having competed, I understand that the risks that are taken between, these athletes are, masters at what they do. So
Wow.
with that, I'm happy to bring that knowledge here.
Okay. So, I mean, that's powerful, man. That's powerful what you're saying, because, like, when you talk about it, and now we know exactly like how you position yourself to go to the next level. I believe it's so powerful. But yeah, so like one of the things that I want to talk about, is that what does it take to go to the next level? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How does it take to go to the next level? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think it's complete commitment, right? It's persistence. Because, we have days where we know we have to work on something to get better, right? And then there's that thought that comes
Okay.
along, hey, you could just relax today, right? Don't worry about doing anything, right? But, in order to get to that next stage and the next
Okay.
part of being your better self, it's going to take that commitment.
Yeah.
So
Yes.
yes, sir.
That's powerful. But can you, I have to take out my son real quick, but can you just go in details about what does it takes mentally to be able to get in a ring like that? Can talk about it and I'll be right back.
Yeah, absolutely. Mentally, to be able to get into the ring, first you have to have that self-confidence and that self-belief, right? Because that's where it starts at. You're going to understand that you're competing against someone else. And with that, that this person is also trained as well to be able to perform. So with that, that takes a lot of self-determination and a lot of courage. Right, because in any combat activity, there are a lot of risk involved. There's a lot of preparation involved as well. And as you continue to train and prepare yourself for these situations, right, there's a lot of different, right, self-doubts that may try to come and arise, right? A lot of obstacles as well that try to come in and may try to deter you. Right, from reaching that goal and to be your best version to be able to perform in those situations. So I think to have that mental fortitude, that's the word I was looking at, the mental fortitude
Okay.
to go into the ring and ultimately compete against yourself, right? Because all the things that that you have went through training up to it is all going to show itself in the time of the big dance.
Yeah, yes. Man, I love that, man. I love what you're saying. It's so powerful. And because before we talk about the money, I want people to understand. I want to talk to somebody, who got some training in some combat. To see like how commendable it is for somebody who's 58 years old to show up and go 8 rounds. Like even him, even just to go through it, to me, like he's a champion, he's a true champion just to go through it and the way he handled himself at 58 years old. I mean, I was fighting sleep to stay awake to watch it, even if I got up very early, but still, that was so important, for people to know. But what I really want to get into now is the branding. People know about my podcast, with Formation Leadership, available in all podcast platform. What I talk about is really global marketing, and I cannot just let that masterclass 101 that we watch globally, because I got clients everywhere, and everybody watch the fight. From Ivory Coast to Mali to some people in Asia and in the Middle East, people I know, everybody watch that fight. So when you come to Mike Tyson is a global brand. Jake Paul been on on YouTube and stuff like that as a YouTuber, but as a fighter, what happened now? A lot of people didn't know who Jake Paul was. They know who Jake Paul is. And I don't feel like he was really known outside the United States. But because of his association with Mike Tyson, now he become a global, business person. And what is so powerful is that his promotion company organized the entire night. So the two fights prior to the main event was people that Jake Paul promotion management company paid and make it happen. So whatever deal that he got just for to put it on Netflix, so the way that Netflix paid him directly, the company, we don't know the amount, but I believe is that it gotta be in 9 figures. Easy. Easy. Then I went to do some research and I realized that Netflix got 280 active subscribers. So when it comes to Netflix revenue, we have to know that they make about $5.6 billion every month worldwide. 5.6 billion if it be. So when you break it down, can they afford to do stuff like this? Yes. And if you look at the commercial yesterday, they're bringing NFL now to Netflix. I don't know if you saw it.
Good.
They're bringing a lot of live event now. And because they bring so much new things, that is so powerful, that's going to bring more business to Netflix. So they're not just now just a content company based on movies and TV series. You can also play games. But now they go to the live entertainment, boxing, NFL, maybe some NBA games. What we have to understand that when it comes to business, nobody likes just to be exclusive. So what is going to happen? And I always say that when it comes to Facebook or Netflix, Netflix is a way bigger network than ABC, TBS, TNT. Whatever network that you try to think about, Netflix is 10 times bigger. 10 times bigger than ABC, 10 times bigger than Fox Network, 10 times, like whatever, like we do, like in Monday Night Football, we have to understand the numbers. For Monday Night Football, the maximum of household who's watching Monday Night Football is only 13 million people. That's it, 30 million. The best show in the United States on TV that everybody talk about, their max audience is 5 to 6 million max. All other show that we call good shows, between 2 and 3 million. And every show, when you know that somebody's on TV for a show, most of the time is 700,000 to 900,000, that range. Sometimes 500,000 people watch a show on TV. Even if you try to add the streaming and stuff. So when it comes to numbers, 280 million people, even if you don't watch Netflix every month, they're paying every month. So you talk about like 280 million people paying. So this is huge. And I always said that the biggest TV network in the world is Facebook, because Facebook got 3 billion active users a day. So all those numbers are so important to understand, because unfortunately today people still see Meta like, oh, that's just something for, that's just like something, hey, that's just something that, oh, that's just something that we're doing. No, this is huge. You know what I'm saying? So this is huge, and people need to understand why it's so important, why it's so big. So people will say like, oh, the biggest TV network, back then, Jada Pinkett got his Red Table podcast. It was the best thing that she could do, to have a podcast on Facebook, okay? To have a podcast anywhere else. It could be a Spotify, it could be iTunes, it could be ABC, even YouTube. It will not be bigger than having a podcast on Facebook, because Facebook still, like they said, like still champion of the world. Facebook still the number one media company when it comes to how many people they reach globally. There's no none other company like Meta. And if you want to add Instagram and WhatsApp, game over. But we just talk about Facebook here, like they call Meta now. So that is so huge. So we have to understand the math. Now, Mike Tyson didn't have to be involved in marketing, besides to do a few things here. But like the first time that Jake Paul reached out to Mike, he asked him for 5 million. Mike said, "I'm not taking 5 million." Then if he negotiated, he got 20. But Jake Paul himself paid himself $40 million. I see a lot of people talk about the 20 that Mike got, but they have to be concerned, what Jake got. Jake got 40, Mike got 20. And that is before every affiliate sponsorship and endorsement that they have on the back end. So 20 million is the minimum. Mike made way more than 20. Jake got paid twice. He organized it with his company. So as the revenue as a company, how much money he made, and as an individual, he made 40 plus And the company, I know he made at least nine figures. So it was globally, and I don't know if you saw the post I put yesterday, it was translated in five languages.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so if you speak French, you could have a live person commented with, you know, the entire night in French. I don't know how much we got paid, but I know it was some good money. I wish that somebody gave me a call. I will do that. So it was French, it was German, it was Portuguese and Spanish. Why Portuguese? Because one of the fighter is the most followed person on social media in Brazil with 150 million followers. So what happened now with Jack Paul and Netflix? They add a couple of millions of curious Brazilian people into their business database because they came to watch the stuff. So now they're going to say, oh, Jack Paul, I've got it last time. Oh, and I believe like he signed maybe a deal with that guy to fight more stuff under his stuff. So now he gets a whole new market. The Portuguese market was huge because Brazil alone is about 200 million people. So if you add just Brazil, Portugal, and Mozambique and Angola, you know, you're close to 300 million people. That's a market of 300 million people when you have no competition. That's why it's so important to understand global marketing, global icon. What does it mean? You know, people like to talk about Super Bowl money. Got nothing to do. You cannot even compare with soccer money. That's a whole other, you know, ball game. I believe I've tried to give Kylian Mbappe $1 billion for 1 year to go play soccer in Saudi Arabia. That's just the salary. We don't talk about endorsement now. So, you know, this kind of stuff is important. And us, we have business based in the United States. We have to understand that global market. And do you have something to say about what I just said? Or someone to add something?
Well, with that, coach, you know, I was always told when the master's talking to pay attention. So, you know, in that situation, you know, I'm sitting there taking notes myself. And with that, you know, that's opening my mind to, you know, just what you said, like with the Portuguese market, you know, how pretty much, and I was wondering, right? I was, okay, so this guy's here. I haven't heard him before, and he's the most followed. And then you just connected the dots with that. Right. So this is important, you know, when you talk about mentorships, right? Why it's important to have a mentor, you know, now something just clicked for me. Now, you know, I'm understanding, okay, well, now he has an entire market, right, within the Portuguese market and whichever other markets that, you know, the fighters that were also on the card that fought as well, right? So it's like, man, you know, he put in the mental fortitude, you know, to get his mind, body, and you know, and spirit in shape for the match. And then as well, he had the entrepreneurship, right? So to have all of that going on at the same time and still maintain the focus of training and getting ready to, even at 58, lining up across Mike Tyson, which, you know, how many 58-year-olds do you know that still train as he does and would even get in the ring?
Not only, I mean, and that's what he said. He said, like, the hardest thing, I believe he said that when you're sparing, they're sparing like maybe like 2 to 3 hours a day, something like that, you know, average. So you've been doing that like for almost a year.
Almost a year.
So that's what he said. He said, like, hey, get in on it. He said, like, getting in the ring is a party. I've been training for almost a year. He said, like, and, you know, training with people younger than him too. So he said that if I was able to do that, now the fight is just like, is like one more. And then for the length of a fight is less than how much, you know, they have to do in a training, you know, camp and stuff like that. So that was the part I was like, whoa, this is powerful, man. I was like, this is powerful. You know, it's like, you know, I said, like, I have to do a podcast live most of the time. I record it. But, you know, as soon as it's finished, I will send it to my assistant to be able to publish that as a podcast episode to go to all the podcast outlets, because like, we need to understand how global marketing is powerful. And then maybe you're watching this now and you say, you know what? I like what you say, Coach and Dr. Darren, like, how can I access this type of information? What can I do? But, you know, today is your, I don't use lucky day. So today is your blessed day. Because like you can go to my website right now. The link is somewhere in the bio. If you're watching this live, if you listen to me on my podcast, go just in the description and type reformation leadership in one word.com. You will see past episode. You will see also the page for my courses. So reformation leadership /courses. And just go get the course. The course is ready, is on demand. I talk about AI, I talk about publishing, content marketing, ads, how to create your own AI, okay? How to sell it on open source and open AI and get paid, for life. There's so many different variables, how you can clone your voice and how you can have robots listening and create a podcast for you. Like this podcast, I will give it to my employee who are two robots, Ben and Jen. And they listen to between me and Dr. Darren, and then they will create another podcast for that with their own comment about my podcast. So actually, I'm gonna have two podcasts in one. You wanna learn how to do that? All that is there. And of course, if you wanna invite me to be a guest on a podcast or a guest as a speaker, just go to reformationleadership.com. Everything is there. Dr. Darren, can you tell them how they can follow you? And also some of your services and product, please.
Yes, sir. So the best way to follow me is to literally go to my website, www.daronshavers.com. That's DaronShavers. You'll literally just type in the name at the title here, and it'll take you to my website. I also have the Anniverse Network podcast, which is my podcast where I'm focused on teaching people the ways that nature is pretty much our therapist. It's everywhere around us, and the more we pay attention to nature, the more that we're able to improve our lives on a daily basis. The services that I offer, I'm a life coach. I am also a mind, body, and spiritual therapist, bringing the knowledge that I've learned from martial arts, different meditations. I bring that to the table, and I provide this for people as well as animals. And I'm also a nature educator. I have an online course titled Introduction to Nature. So for anyone that is just now learning about nature, it's something to get involved in, and I guarantee you're going to learn something that is going to help you in your life. So pretty much go to my website, www.daronshavers.com, and if all else, book a free consultation with me and we can talk one-on-one.
Hey, you heard it from, from the doc himself. So make sure that you follow both of us. Do whatever you have to do to learn more. And it was a pleasure, for me and Doc to bring you the aspect of a mental fortitude, the training about age, and most important, the business side of that was just so powerful. Okay, so thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Just make sure you go to reformationleadership.com. Go to Reformation Leadership on Alexa worldwide. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye bye, guys.